let's begin. We're up to Simen Pei Aleph. When we started this kollel, we remember back. We started with learning a Mishnah Berurah Chelik Dalit. We called it the new Chelik of Mishnah Berurah. The reason why it's the new Chelik of Mishnah Berurah is because it remains in brand new condition for most people. It's the whole set. But it's the most neglected. It's definitely the most neglected from the six volumes. The first volume everyone learns. The sixth volume everyone learns. It's all about Yom Tov. The third volume Hilchas Shabbos. So you get around to learning. Okay, if you're lucky, you learn. You learn also Hilchas Pesach, Hilkei, and then you learn a little more advanced. You learn about Birchas Hamazon, Hilchas Brachos, and about Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. But Chelik Dalit about Hilchas Ervin, that's only for the elite. For the Koyl members. So here we have a very short summary of much of what we've learned in the Chelik Dalet. Arba Rishiyas, the Shabbos, the way he sees him. Arba Rishiyas, the Shabbos, Rishiyas, the Yoch, the Rabbim, Karmelis, Umukhan Betur, Univar Ktsas, Mehem, Bimiktsara. There are four Rishiyas. Every single Rishiyas, every single domain must fit into one of these four categories. Whether Rishiyas, the Yoch, Rishiyas, the Rabbim, and Karmelis, or Mekhan Betur. Men HaTorah, there's no difference between a Karmelis and a Mekhan Betur. It's all the same. It's everything is a Mekoyim Petur. Midrabbanan, Rabbanan came along and said that since an area resembles a Rishus Harabim, but it does not have all of the conditions of a Rishus Harabim, they gave it a new status called a Karmelis. Okay, we'll discuss that soon. Balach Beis, Ezer Rishus Hayach, what is a Rishus Hayachid? Mekoyim Shuhu L'chol Apachos Arba Tvachim Al Arba Tvachim. The minimum is 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim. So that's about 16 inches. Because a Tefach, Halacha L'maaseh, we paskin is about 4 inches. So it has to be about 16 inches by 16 inches. What's the number 4 Tvachim by 4 Tvachim? It's a place that is Choshev, you can make use of. It must have a height of walls that are 10 Tvachim, at least 10 Tvachim high. Even if it's not, you don't have 4 complete walls, as long as you have Oymed Meruba Ala Paritz. As long as you define the corners have been defined of this rishus, and as long as the majority of the circumference, the perimeter of this area is enclosed, that's already called the rishus hayachid. Period. What else? Chalitz, you don't have to have walls, you could have a ditch, you could have a hole in the ground, which forms a cavity, and if you would measure the dimensions of the cavity, it's 4 tzvachim by 4 tzvachim, the height of the walls, they are 10 tzvachim wide. Chalitz, amuk, asar tzvachim, the rochav, arba tzvachim, it's wide 4 tzvachim, gam kein din dinoi, ki mechitza, has the same status as a mechitza. The chain bar, a bar really is the same exact thing as a chalitz, shu amuk asar, that's 10 tzvachim deep, rochav arba, al arba, same thing. The chain tel, lav dafko, do you need to have walls? You can have a mound. If you have some type of thing, even a box, I'll say in a moment, some type of object that it has the dimensions of 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim and a height of tvachim, v'chein tel shu gavoy asara, v'rechav arba, al arba, v'afilu kli, even a utensil, kegoyim teva, a box, im gavoy asara, it's 10 tvachim high, yichavis or a barrel, shiga gula, it's round, the yeshba l'rabe arba al arba, and you could draw a square that's 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim inside the circle. Kol elu afilu hein b'rishus harabim. If these things are positioned in a rishus harabim d'oraisa, oy b'karmelis, harei hein nechlokos li'atzman, they are separate for themselves, v'hein rishus ha'yachet. V'avi rishus ha'yachet. Now he tells a very important thing. So once you have established an area, a domain to be called a rishus ha'yachet, the rishus ha'yachet extends all the way ala rakia, as far as you can possibly go into Shemayim. The Avi Rishus Hayachid, Hu Rishus Hayachid Ad Lirokia. Now another Chiddush. Let's say the walls are thick. Let's say you have thick walls. What status does the surface, the edge of the wall have? The Hamachitzas Atzam Shein Makifas Rishus Hayachid Al Gabehen, upon the edge of the walls, Gam Kein Din Rishus Hayachid. So if you're able to go put something down on top of the wall, it also has the status of Rishus Hayachid. Even let's say these are the actual walls. Okay, let's say you have walls. These are the actual walls. So you could put something down. I could put a penny. I can rest a penny. So you can argue, I'm not, if I take something from the Rishus HaRabim and I rest it over here on this surface, I should be potter because this itself is not four tefachim wide. In order to be called a Rishus HaYachal, you have to have an area that's four tefachim by four tefachim. I put it inside, I'm putting it inside an area. If this is a box and the top is four tefachim wide on top, okay, so there's a surface. But if I don't have a box, I have the box, the surface is inside. And the top are walls that have some thickness, but the thickness is not four tefachim wide, but it's thick enough I can rest a pencil, I can rest a penny. So one can argue, I'm not a chayiv, I take from the Rishus HaRabim and I put it on the top. Kamash, well, no, once these walls create inside an area that's four tefachim and it's called a Rishus HaYachid, the thickness of the wall also has the status of a Rishus HaYachid, and if you put something down upon that surface, there will be a chayiv deraisa from going from Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaYachid. That's what it means to say. How high does the Rishus HaYachid go? It goes all the way ad l'rakia, all the way until Shemayim. L'may nafkamina, let's say you have a pole. The nafkamina is, if you have a pole that's in, it goes all the way up on top, and you throw something and it lands on the pole, it has landed in a Rishus HaYachid. Even though the pole itself does not have the dimensions of Dalit al Dalit, being that it's in the airspace of Rishus HaYachid, and it has come to a complete rest, that's called the Chiyuv Deraisa of going from Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYachid. The Avir goes all the way ad L'Rakia.
Don't we say that over
if you throw a ball, you're talking about a child of throwing something from a Rishus Hayach Rabim to a Rishus Rabim through the airspace of a Rishus Hayachit. Halacha l'maisa, we hold that when it's full, that it's, as long as it's in motion, it's not considered to have rested. If you hold that when something is in motion, it's considered kluto kemishon chadamia, that if it's suspended in the air, it's as if it's resting. Then when a person goes, throws a ball from a Rishus HaRabim to a Rishus HaRabim through the airspace of a Rishus HaYachid, there will be a chiyuv. Two chiyuvim. You've done going in from a Rishus Ram to a Rishus Yach, from a Shayach Sham. But we don't pass on that. We don't pass on that. If something is still in motion, it's not called that it has a Hanacha. So you have not done anything. All you've done is you've gone from Rishus Ram to a Rishus Ram. And if the distance between the areas of the Rishus Ram is less than Dalet Amos, not Dalet Tvachim, there's no chiyuv. So if you only throw over here 2 Amos, and here you throw with 1.5, you've only gone a total of 3.5 Amos from Rosh Ram to Rosh Ram. There's no Chiv Deraisa from Mavir Dalet Amos Rishus Saram. But if you travel a total of 4 Amos, then Mechami will be Chayv. Okay, we'll come across that a little bit later on. Kluta, yeah.
I mean, after all, it's
Kluta is not a good clue. It's not right. Kluta is when it's suspended. Kluta Kamisha, if something is suspended in midair, Kamisha Hun Khadamya, there's a machlok to the Gemara. Do we say that it's as if it's resting? Do we say it's not? So there's a machlok. Halacha l'maaseh, so when you throw something, we do not consider it to be resting. Even when you walk, forget about even throwing. Let's say you're walking. When you're walking, you should be chay. If you carry something from a rishus hayachid to a rishus. From a Sharabim to a Rishus Sharabim through a Rishus Sayachit, and you don't stop in the middle, you potter. Why you potter? But every single step that I take, it's as if it's resting on the ground. No, you don't consider, as long as you are in motion, it's not considered you've come to rest. There's a problem of traveling 4 Amos in the Rishus Ram, but if the amount of space that you've covered in the Rishus Ram itself is less than Dalet Amos, so you potter for that as well. Okay, we'll come across some of these things as we go on. Let us... The airspace only until 10 Tfachim. That we're going to come to see. But right, first we're discussing the rules of the Rishus Ram. Once we're going to all 4 Rishus, one thing at a time. First thing we're describing is Rishus HaYachid, and he has to have a minimal dimension of 4 Tfachim by 4 Tfachim, a height walls of 10 Tfachim high. Once we've established it to be Rishus HaYachid, it's Oila Adla Rakia. Everything inside of the extreme outer perimeter is part of the Rishus HaYachid, even if you rest something upon the surface of the walls. Okay, what else does he say? Let's say you put something, a crack in the wall. Let's say you have a wall, you have a Rishus HaYachid, and now inside I put something in the crack of the wall. There's a crack. And in the crack of the wall I rest a needle. Am I chayiv for putting something in a reshus hayachid? You can argue no. The reshus hayachid is either on the inside or maybe on the surface of the walls. But if I put something in the crack of the wall, I should be chayiv for putting in the making hanach in the reshus hayachid? Yes. That is the halacha deraisa of reshus hayachid. Once you've established inside an area 4x4 that's a reshus hayachid, it's contagious. It's so contagious, it even spreads to the cracks in the walls. It spreads to the perimeter, the surface on top of the wall. It spreads ala rakia. It's a very potent area, a reshus hayachid.
It will from the inside.
From the inside. Only from the inside. Yeah. From the outside, only unless it's mefulish. Unless it goes all the way through. That's what we're going to discuss. A very good point. We'll say it right now. Upon them, gam kein din reshus sayachid. The holes in the mechitzos sheklape reshus sayachid. I feel him mefulashes. The holes in the mechitzos sheklape reshus sayachid. If it's not mefulash, the hole does not go through and through. It's only on the inside. And then he goes, afilu hein mefulashos me'ever le'ever kegoyin sheyachayim l'shtamesh Kivan sheyicholim l'shtamesh b'chem b'reshus hayachid harein b'teilim etzloi v'nechshavim k'reshus hayachid. But let's say it's not mefulash, so that's the chumra. If it's there's a crack on the inside, it's definitely reshus hayachid. If it's there's a crack on the outside, no, unless the crack on the outside goes all the way through. All the way through will automatically give it the status of Rishus Hayachit. If the Yemen Rakla Bichutz, let's say it's only on the outside, then Yisparash Mesif Shalach HaZed, then it'll have a different, that's all Shiloh, is a part of the Rishus Harabim, is a part of Karmelis, Makom Betor. But one thing for sure, if you have a hole on the outside wall, and it's not Mefulish, does not go all the way to the inside, it's not going to have a status of Rishus Hayachit. Okay, let's see some of the Shemesh Malacha. Going back to Halacha Alf Chadit, so you have a ditch in the ground that's 10 tefachim deep. Ayin b'derhetiv b'shari tshuva b'shem shas shuvs chacham tzvi the ear hamukeves chaditz omok asaruk. Now he's getting a little bit to eruvim, but let's say you have a city that's surrounded by a chaditz. You have some type of a moat omok asaruk. Okay, b'rochav arba tefachim ha. What I do? Mukav b'chitz. Oh, you have a new addition. I warned you. He has the safe. He has the second edition. Okay. So we're just gonna do whatever. Okay. So the chaditz on the chasar v'ayin v'heitim shari tshuva b'shem shal tshuv chasam tzvi the ear mokem v'schorhitz amok chasar v'ruch v'arba tzvachem ha'avi kiyah mokov chayim v'av gvoya l'gvoya. And therefore, it has a moat. The male it's considered to be a city that has a wall. And for as far as an area is concerned, you're in business. You have a wall around the entire city. And if you don't have a, that all depends on shishim riba, all different opinions, which we're going to discuss in detail a little bit later on. At least you have a wall. Okay, an Erev needs a lot of things. To make an Erev kosher, you need a lot of different pieces have to come together into this big puzzle. But one thing you need for sure, you need to have walls. Whatever you need walls, whether you're going to have a string, so you're going to have moving partitions, oymed merubim, apartments, we'll do some of these things again, by the modern day eruvim, but you're going to need a wall, so at least you have a wall, you're in business. So l'chein hitter. Yeah, because you have the East River and you have the Hudson, so you're surrounded by a lot of water, so it's not so similar. Because the problem is if it slopes down gradually, it's not considered a wall. It has to be a point where there's a drop very quickly. So ruba druba it is. There are only maybe very very few sections, if any, which gradually. It doesn't fit the requirements of halacha. So those areas can be fixed. There are solutions for that as well. Okay, let's see. So we have over here l'chehit l'taltal b'ir ear. I don't know what that word is. What does that say? B'ir. Higa. And you know what does it say there in your edition, in the new edition? U'l'chein therefore hit l'taltal b'ir. Okay, I'm not sure what that word is.
Hag.
What's Hag?
Hag. It's in Switzerland, isn't it?
It's surrounded by a moat. A charitz, okay? The chain costs a beshut oil Yaakov. They had to be hit a tilt to be near Hague. Achav neshiyesh gesharim shoivrim all. But the problem is there are bridges which ruin it, which bring in people, which break this. But shiyesh gesharim shoivrim alim mitzad zel mitzad zel. The chain tzach shagesharim lo yehu kavuim misham bimismaros or bebinyan. It should not be there attached permanently with nails or with some type of permanent construction. Ki im mitalkum nitolim chol eis. Because if these things are continuously moved, chol zman sheyitzdarchu. If they have the al yedei shal shalois, if they're going to be raised, these drawbridges, v'havi k'mo ru'uyos linol shal yedei hagavosam tiyahir nu'ula u'mukafes, that if it cannot be where they're permanently attached, there has to be an ability for these bridges to be raised, because once they're raised, then the bridges have the status of a door. So a status of a door is not a problem. You're allowed to have doors. Doors don't create a pirtza, a breach in a walled city. If you have a reshus hayachid, you're allowed to have a door. Just because the door is open does not mean that you no longer have a wall on all four sides. So if you have a bridge, and the bridge can be raised up and down on chains, that means that the bridge really has the status of a door. But if the bridge is permanently attached with bolts, whatever it is, and it cannot be raised, then it's not considered to be a door. It's considered to be a breach in Pesach. And then when there's a breach, the breach is going to be more than 10 amos, you got a problem. You have a problem. You have to be misakin that breach with a lechi v'koro, like what we do today. It's closed and it's sealed. There's a solution. Every problem has a solution. Even if it's permanently attached, if you have a tzuras ha-pesach, all you got to do is just make all over the bridge, put up a lechi and a koira like what we do today. If the bridge goes to an area which would be problematic, if it's perutza, more than 10 amos, to an area that is not a reshus sayachin, then is a karmelis, ayin sham. Finally, come on, mashuk, asafti im lahatir, tzuras ha-pesach gamba reshus harabim. He's going to discuss the controversy of if you have mamish a reshus harabim d'oraisa, a place where there are more than 600,000 people, or lav dafka 600,000 people, even in a place which is a public area, if you're able to go and then close it with a tzuras ha-pesach. V'ayin b'shud b'es shlomo, v'yir sheyesh charit saviv oimik yud, like we described the Hague, the v'chol derech mivoho ir yesh gesher, and all four sides there is a bridge. Ala charitz v'hoyu sham ala gesher, there is this thing called a sharnukon. What is that? Hukoira. That means a beam. Shemunachas al shnei pasi l'chaim, on two different boards. Umagbim umaridim hakora al rabeim lifteich v'liskor derech hagesha b'chol esh yirtzu. In other words, there's a barrier and they open and they close it. So it's not a permanent bridge. The bridge can be open and closed when they want. V'yata na'nigulchu habari, this thing called a sharnok. Misham, v'nishar v'shnei pasi l'chayayim. And all you have now are two boards. V'shnei hatstadim. V'rotz ha'shel sham v'shay. The person asked the question was, the whole city is really has a wall of 10 tefachim. We have over here some breaches. That these two boards shall be like a lechi. We have today a tzuras ha-pesach, which is two lechis and a korah. But technically, you don't always need to have a lechi and a kara. You can have just a board, just a lechi. Even though the bridge is more than 10 amos, even though generally a board, a lechi, is not sufficient to close up an area that has a breach of more than 10 amos, the only time we're going to say that a breach of more than 10 amos is no good, you need to have a tzuras ha-pesach, is only when the breach opens up to a reshus sarabim. But when the breach of your city opens up into a karmelis, you have a breach that's more than 10 amos from the city into an area that's Das HaKarmelis, maybe there's a ground to be makel. We can fall back on Ikar HaDin, that even a lechi, one lechi, or certainly two lechi should be enough. So this question was asked to the Beis Shlomo, the Heishiv Sham, the Ein Chiluk, the Gam HaKarmelis, Boy Shalote, Apirtsa Yosem Asara, there is no leniency. Just because you have an area that's a HaKarmelis, and you want to make it into a Rishos HaYochid, or you have an area that would normally be a Rishos HaYochid that's breached into a HaKarmelis, and you want to enclose it, it's not enough to have just a lechi or a koira. You have to have a real tzuras haPesach. Ve'ayin od mizeh b'shal tshuvus mahari halevi, or b'shal tshuvus bei mei be'er, b'nyinzeh b'ir, shemekevas kama b'chanitz, or b'shem aleyem, ayin sham, so appears that in ancient times, pre-America, this was very common. You had small little shtetlach, which were surrounded with some type of moat, charitz, and there were a lot of bridges, drawbridges, which allowed you to enter, and you have to, if you had all the bridges can open up and close on chains, then it would pretty much be an enclosed city. You don't need to do anything, but if you do have, they're permanently attached, then you have to go and make sure. A barrier or a tzuras haPesach. The ayin mishnebura. Okay, shu'amak asara. Tolbuth is okay because the tolbuth is less than 10 amos. All the tolbuths, you go over there, they're less than 10 amos. So it doesn't make a difference. It's a little bit of all the openings on the bridge. Let's say you go on the bridge. There's no opening that's more than 10 amos, 20 feet.
Now there is. Washington Bridge going one way.
One way, right. That's right, now it is. And probably even when it's not, there probably are anyway openings, big openings. You have to look carefully, make sure nothing is completely open up.
Okay.
The towers, it could be. The two hot, the two, what?
You can't get out to the bridge unless you go up.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's see. Let's do a little bit more. Yoiser Beis Shu Omak Asar. Besides the halacha of a wall, there's also a halacha of something that has a depth of 10 tzvachim. A wall or charitz or bar that's 10 tzvachim deep also has the status of a rishus hayochid. Ayin ber hetev. Tevogin Avram. Teafilu hi milei mayim. And this is a very important halacha. Even if this pit is filled with water, one may argue, if the pit is filled with water, the walls are bottled. They are no longer in existence. That's not so. The only time we say the walls are no longer in existence is if you fill it up with dirt or some type of material that you're planning to keep there forever. But if you fill it up with water, or even fill it up with a solid material, which you're planning on removing at a later point in time with straw, and you're planning on removing the material, the walls are not bottled. It's still considered to be a rishus, a wall. It's still considered to be also, you have a moat, and the moat is filled with water. One would argue, look, it's filled with water. It's no longer, doesn't have walls. You can't see the walls. You can't use the walls. No, water is not mevatel walls. But if you fill up the moat with earth, and even though the earth can be easily, sand can be easily removed, if you're planning on keeping the sand there for a long period of time, then these walls are bottled, the sand no longer has a wall around it, and you will not be allowed to carry there. You can see the roi b'serach v'nir ma'machitas, gam kein ein ha'mayim m'vad ma'machitas, avl im mola peiros, if you fill it up with fruit, loy have reshus ha'yachid, de ein ha'machitas nikaros, v'afil dai til lefanos, and here is mach, this is shita of the Be'er Heitev, the Magen Avraham. Agrees to this. They hold that if you fill up with peros and you're planning on removing the peros, the fact that at this moment in time you cannot see it is mevatel mechitzos, they are not good. The water has to be clear water that you can still see the mechitzos. However, I am very hative. But Magen Avraham, v'turizof, the water becomes frozen in the winter time. Even water, it's not a given that it's not a bittle. If the water is frozen, then it's also. According to Rizav, it's also metatal even in the summertime. Why? It's very chidush, because since in the winter time the water freezes and now the walls are bottle, even when the water is not frozen, we say that it's the walls are bottle. That's very chidush. In the the winter when it freezes, then the Erev is down. But when the winter, summertime, when the water is not frozen, Samutar, the Dafka Beis HaGemayim, Dafka Beis Shamayim Nik Roshem also L'Taltal. V'chein Kosa B'chai Odom V'Shulchan Aruch HaGoyin Reb Shlomo Zalman Shulchan Haraf V'ayim Seb Eben Ho'izer V'huva B'ver Heitev De'ein HaMayim HaNik Roshem B'vatma Mechitos Li'Oilam. They disagree. All different opinions. Water that is actually frozen in the winter time, it's okay. V'chein Kosa B'shut Rabbi Kiva Eger, V'chein Kosa B'shut Chasam Sefer, V'shut Mahari Halevi, Gam Kein Mitzadeh Kein to be lenient. V'ayin B'mishnah Bura, Kein the Mishnah Bura, I don't know what the Mishnah Bura says. V'ayin Baruch HaShchaim HaChodesh, Hevi M'shut Mahari HaKoin, V'ir Sheyesh Lo Eruv Ma'idei Gidorim U'mechitza Yisavif, there are walls. V'nafal Shele Godol Shegovoa Yosem U'mechitza V'hagidorim, and there was a snowfall, a blizzard, and the blizzard is taller than the walls. So here the problem is the snow is mevatel the walls. It's just one gradual. There's no more walls anymore because since there's so much snow, and when the snow goes on as far as you can see, so basically you don't have walls anymore. You go out into the street, and there are no walls. The ein hasheleg mevatel hamechitzel. So the interesting shot. This is okay. Snow does not have the status of ice, even though on ice itself we have a big machloekis. Is ice mevatel mechitzos? Some say yes, some say not. Ice, well, ice also not permanent. Ice only in the winter time. And he presented a whole series of poskim that said that you should be machmer in the winter time. And some even go so far to say that even in the summertime you should be machmer because of the winter time. But when it comes to snow, then you certainly do not need to go that far. Snow is not considered to be permanent, and it's not considered to be something that is solid, that's rock like ice, and you can be naked. This time we said that a bar of mayim is called a mechitza. Dafka kishanor ino makefes es oir mikol hatstadim oz nechsheves hamechitza mashech negda u'mishram akomos sapruzim yisakin b'tzuras haPesach. That's only when it's not around the entire city. Well, also we will further explain. Aval. This is a very important halacha in the beginning of the laws of Hilchos Shabbos. The only time a mechitza is called a mechitza is when the city came first and then you built the mechitza. But if the mechitza came first and then people settled inside, you're not allowed to carry. That's not called a mechitza that was put up for the purpose of carrying. And it's also midrabbanan to carry in such an enclosure. So if you have a natural body of water, you have an island, and the water on all four sides is water. What came first? Did man come first, or did the walls come first? Nature came first. So the walls were created before people settled. So then it's no good. Then it's no good. The only time you can use water is only when the water is not on all four sides. Aval kishima keves ha'ir mikol hatzadim harinasa hekif ze koidem shenisyash v'ha'ir, and it follows the rule in Shulchan Aruch v'havi kikarfeif yoisem mibeis osayim. If you have an enclosure that's more than beis osayim, more than this large area, shelo yuhukaf l'dira, the walls were not put up originally for the purpose of living. They were put up for the purpose of just to contain the area, but not for living purposes. The osir letaltel bo afilu im achar kach nisyashu vo, even if you decide to live in the wall. So you have to do in that situation, we learned this in the Mishnah Berurah, is you have to knock down part of the wall. If you have, let's say, a big field, go on a midwood field, what? Stadium. Exactly. If you go to Friends Field, let's say they would want to have some sort of a Shabbos project. Friends Field, I don't think it's enclosed in the back, but at least on three sides, I'm talking about a Midwood Field. Midwood Field on East 17th Street and Avenue L, between Avenue L and K. So they put up a new fence a couple of years ago. Everyone was breaking into the fence to go jogging on Shabbos. So at least on three sides, there's a fence. In the back
side is a hill.
There's no fence there. The train, where the train is. Okay, so let's say make believe they would beef up security and they would put a fence right in front of the train. So it would be completely. Are you allowed to carry there on Shabbos? It would be a great place to go on Shabbos and carry. You know, you have this Shiloh for real on Avenue U, is it? And 22nd Street? Okinawa Avenue, you know, King's Highway. King's Highway on 22nd Street, is that King's Highway? I think it is.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a park. School, I go walking school there.
Schoolyard.
So I always pass there, and they're all on Shabbos, and people go take their children. People go take their children to play there on Shabbos. It's a big yard. It's completely enclosed with a fence. Play yard, and it's a very popular place to play on Shabbos. Are you allowed to carry there on Shabbos? Let's say you already have, let's say you come there, you don't take off your jacket, and you want to walk around with your jacket and hat, or let's say someone left their toy there. There's someone left their ball, and the children. Okay, play punch with the child, because that's a whole child. But let's say there are toys. So there's someone there that's a non-Jew, and he offers you the children a toy. Do you want to play? Are you allowed to carry? The answer is no, because that area was not enclosed for the purpose of living. That area is larger than a Beis HaSayim. A Beis HaSayim is 71, approximately 72 amos by 72 amos. 140 feet by 144 feet. So that area is much larger than 144 feet by 144 feet. Even though there are four walls, were those four walls erected for the purpose of living? No, they were put up there for just protection from so it's a schoolyard. But no, at 17th Street, there's not even four walls. 17th Street, I'm not even sure they have four walls on Midwood Field, the football field, the middle field. There are three walls for sure. The fourth wall, I know someone whose name is Yisachar Carmen. He told me that he used to work there. He used to have some type of job there. And he told me that he worked in the office. There's no wall on the fourth side. The fourth side is open to the train, where the train is.
It could be.
Okay, you have to look. Make sure there are no pretzels. Okay, you're right. You could be right. It could be there.
If you live there, people live in that stadium.
They do live. That's not called living. That's not called living. Maybe. Okay, all right. Yeah. Maybe you're right. I don't know. But certainly, the schoolyard on King's Highway on 22nd Street. There's a big school yard. That school yard is completely enclosed on all four sides. It's more than a Beis HaSayim. It's Shaloi Chukaf Ladira. Therefore, even if you leave there are things on Shabbos before Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. It's a Carmelis. You're not allowed to carry more than Dalet Amos. Unless you want to say, you have an area. Yeah, you want to say the whole city is, the whole Brooklyn is part of the Flap Sheriff. Okay, so then everything becomes part of the area because everything is Chukaf Ladira. But if you don't use the area, and that wool was not put on the shame duty, and not allowed to carry there more than Dalet Amos. Let's say you would want to carry there more than Dalet Amos. Let's say the Agudah would want to make a convention on Shabbos there, and they would want to go. A Perche wants to go make some type, one of the shuls, want to make an event there, they want to be able to carry. So what do? It's very simple. You have to breach the wall more than 10 amos. You have to make a breach and make the area halachically open, which means 20 feet of the fence has to be taken down, and then it has to be l'shem yichud kudshav richu shechinti v'tchilu. We're now putting up this fence l'shem dira. We're putting up for the purpose of living and doing things here inside. That would now allow you to carry inside that park, that area.
By saying l'shem dira, it becomes
pretty much, and then you put it up. Yeah, pretty. Yeah, that's right.
Collapsible sukkah. It's like the schach that's there all year. You have to.
Right. Let's say you want to put a sukkah in there. You want to put a sukkah. So where do you have the shad? You have the issue. You have the shayla. This is a real shayla from the Lower East Side. Lower East Side. We used to have the community sukkahs, and the community sukkahs. So they and the co-ops, and some of those areas were naturally closed.
Right.
Okay, so I don't know the details on the FDR, but Rav Moshe's building and an owl building.
They had to put it up,
that means it wasn't a problem. But today, in recent years, I don't know the details, but recent years they fenced in after 9/11. They put up a lot of new structures. When I was a kid and grew up there, it was Hefker. There were no gates, there were nothing. They didn't even have gates. Besides the fact that it didn't have gates. It was a whole...
The FDR till the river, the ball fields, all those...
That's different.
The park...
We're not talking about that.
The park itself, when you come to the park, or let's say where Moshe's building,
right,
on the left and the right, I I don't recall when I was a child there was anything there. Maybe they had a very low fence or one of those little chains. Those metal chains. They put a lot of new things. In recent years, in the last 10, 15 years, they put up new things. They put up actually a whole watchtower. They put up there where my building, and they had nothing there. I come there now. I wanted to go see Gears of the Ankusa. I used to spend a lot of time there. And, like, you can't even go in. You know, like, go in, they'll arrest you. They'll arrest you, and there are cameras, and everything is like security, 9/11. Such that's downtown. It's not,
more
that's.
Security
that's
more security than the White House.
The White House. It's no joke. So, now, if they would want to put up, and I'm sure they put up a sukkah, let's say, technically, it can very well be that entire park is completely closed off. But it's hukav shaloy ledira. People would want to carry their food on Shabbos in the building to the sukkah. So you're really getting into a shaila. It's an area that's hukav shaloy ledira. And it's like a car, and you're not allowed to carry more than dalet amos. You would have to open up some area more than, it's not such a big deal, 20 amos, and we close it l'shem dira. Years ago, when they must, I don't know what they did years ago, but it was major breaches along things that were not halakhli, and they put them there. So they're putting up there l'shem dira. But today, if they were doing it for the first time,
it's an interesting area.
What was
a corner that was like 10th floor?
Yeah,
but the wire was on the fourth floor,
going across like the telephone wires, like they do today. All the telephone wires they just put a little lechi. You see, I have David Cohen's sukkah, and he has a lomnisha sukkah with two walls and a mashahu. Also, it's a minimally it's a lomnisha sukkah fitting for the luyishkeit of David Cohen.
Famous Rav Tendler, yeah, he's classic Tendler. He said,
"Made
the sukkah kalocha." And he put his lock in there, and somebody stole the lock. How did he get in?
Okay.
So, are you saying that if a Jew gets elected president, he couldn't carry in the White House because it's too big?
No, the White House is Lukav Ladira. The White House is a house. You live there. There's which wing? Doesn't matter the size. What? It's only an area that's not for living purposes. Not to live.
But if it's not for living purposes, it doesn't matter the size, right?
Then it does. If it's not for living purposes, the size matters. If you have an enclosure like a park, a park that's completely enclosed on all four sides, it's in Minatara, it's a Rosh Sayachid, because it's all the Chumah de Rabbanan. Since the walls were not erected for the purpose of living, Chazal gave this area the status of a Carmelis, and you're not allowed to carry there more than Dal Ramas. But if you have a home, the White House, or a palace, castle, that's massive, massive, bigger than any field or park that you can imagine, and it's completely enclosed. A palace, a castle, a home, by definition, is a makom that's hukaf ledira for living.
This park, if the park is smaller than
then you does not need to be put on l'shem dira. If the area is a small lot that's less than 144 feet by 144 feet, even if the walls were put up not for the purpose of living, you're allowed to carry the chatchila in that area. They have a small little park, a small little enclosure in front of a school. Some of these little yeshivas, so some of these backyards, these enclosures, these areas, they're just little parks, but they're very, very small. Playground for children, and they're not so big. You're allowed to carry the lechatchila, even though it was not poladir. It has to at least be the size of 70 by 70 amos. They saw. It depends how big it is. It's not bigger than 144 feet. Okay, so you can carry 100%.
Two problems.
Yeah.
In the Catskills.
Yeah.
A lot of the fields have wooden stone walls around it.
Yeah.
The walls were made for pasture. They weren't made for.
It's no good.
So when you put in the bungalows.
Yeah.
Can be simach on that wall.
That's right. If the wall was not pulled, the shame dira 100%.
Now
it's no good.
You're building construction.
Yeah.
A guy's building. Let's say he took Bright Beach and made that whole club that was.
Yeah.
So the Dighton Beach Bath. So the fence was there first.
Yeah. No good.
And then he built up a whole project.
You got to breach the wall 20 amas.
Break it and then
20 amas. You got to break it 20 feet.
People, yeah. What they do is they first built a fence around the whole property so people can't come in, and then they start building. all the skyscrapers.
Yeah, they're first enclosed. Okay.
First they enclose it.
Okay.
There's nothing there.
Okay.
And then they build the building.
Okay.
But usually that's...
But the building itself...
There's no problem, but all around it...
That's right. And they got to take it down, and if they want to make a...
If you leave a fence up there, you're in trouble. You can make it...
Well, you know, I don't know necessarily so, because you're building a L'shem building, the fence, you have to... I hear what you say, but when they, you can, maybe you can argue that when you're building this fence, it's all for the purpose of the building.
Security.
For the building. You're building a place to live in. Now it happens that this fence is more for security to keep the government.
They do a building here.
All right, okay, fine, okay, okay.
You have the fence around for 2 years.
But they always take down those, so they're anyway going to take down those temporary structures.
We have a new zoning law about the knocking the fences down for
they anyway take down those temporary structures, and they're going to put up some nice barriers to serve as a purpose. When they'll put up those barriers, it'll be L'shem Dira. But those in Chalami, the temporary, you want to go visit it. What about if you want to go take a tour of a construction area on Shabbos? Right, you have a yeshiva building, and on Shabbos you want to go show the people. So are you allowed to go carry inside the building? I remember stories like this where people on Shabbos they were building a shul, and the Balabat, and they wanted to see what's doing. So they went into the shul, they went into the construction zone on Shabbos. Okay, so they weren't carrying. But let's say once they were in the construction zone, are you allowed to carry? It's completely enclosed, but l'chor you would say it's l'shem dira, right? You're building a building. You're not building a building that it should remain vacant. You're building it l'shem dira.
You can't live there now.
All right, but it's all where you're heading.
CEO, you can't chazur chalila.
Without a what?
Certificate.
All right, let's finish up over here. Okay, what time is it? Let's stop here because I want to do some Yom Kippur.